This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Al is at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. Oh, my God. Thank God Monday's here. God, just when you think it'll never get here. Excuse me. Oh, boy. Oh. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lovely one at Casa Clarkie.
What'd y'all do?
All kinds of stuff, actually. Mostly did an S-ton of singing.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Even as I left here on Friday, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to listen to Boston's first album.
Oh, yeah. You had programmed it into your phone.
Yeah. I was making sure I had the whole thing. Nothing. I just rocked out all the way home. It was really fun.
You saw them live, right?
No.
You never saw them live?
No. Well, I was a kid, you know?
Yeah, I think it was one of my first Day in the Greens that I saw Boston.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Boston Journey. I can't remember the whole lineup, but I remember bought his shirt.
How did they pull off all those vocals on stage? Like, did he
listen,
have like a...
Listen, I was like 13 years old. I don't remember.
Background singing and... Yeah.
I was drinking wine coolers, Sarah.
Oh. Those made me so emotional. I drink wine coolers and listen to Boston, and I think, he went too young. Why did he kill himself with a brazier in his bathroom?
I saw them at Irvine Meadows.
Oh, lucky.
In the 80s. Unfortunately, it was for the Amanda tour.
Ugh.
But they did all the songs, so it was good. It was actually great.
It's so funny. Whenever I tell my home device lady that I want to hear Boston, I always say, play me Boston from 1976. So she just plays the first record. Because otherwise, they sprinkle in all. I'm like, I don't even know
this
song.
Well, there's a couple good. Don't Look Back's a good song.
Yeah, Don't Look Back. There's a couple songs on the second record, but I don't care about them. That whole first record, every single song.
Check this out.
Okay.
So we had a little pizza party on Saturday.
Oh, I love your pizza machine.
And my neighbor Mark, we start talking about music or whatever, and he goes, my first concert was AC/DC, Bon Scott, at the Catalyst in Santa Cruz.
Oh, the Catalyst.
And I'm like, you saw Bon Scott, AC/DC for your first show?
At a restaurant/club.
That is so awesome.
That is the best claim I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. What was your first concert?
I think it was Social Distortion.
Oh. Well, like, at least you love them.
No, I do, and I've seen them 20 times or whatever, but they were like a local band at the time. They weren't even... This is Orange County. They were like... I think they played the at UCI, the college nearby. I don't even know if that was it either.
Hmm.
But AC/DC, Bon Scott, best claim of all time.
It's incredible. Well, the thing is, by the time he died in 1979 or 1980 or something, you know, I was like a 12-year-old.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I lived out, so like I say I'm from Boston. I'm from south of Boston. Like I'm from an hour out in the cow countries. Yeah, BFE. It's exactly where I'm from.
But your boy...
My parents were not driving me into Boston to see concerts.
Your boy claims Def Leppard, like that's a good first show.
That is a great first show.
Oh, God.
It's great. Journey was my first concert.
Back in that day,
He saw Journey with, what's his bucket, too?
With who, Bryan Adams?
No, Journey with...
Steve Perry.
Well, yeah, that was the only time to see Journey.
Right.
1983, my first concert. So I was freaking 16 or 17by then. Like, I was old. I mean, for a kid, you know, to go see your first concert.
We went to concerts as a kid because my dad had this magazine. And so we would go around selling the magazine as little kids. I mean, I must have been like 6, 7 years old.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
And so we'd go around Griffin Park or UCLA or East Los City College, whatever it was. And I'd be selling Latin Quarter magazines for a quarter.
What's it called?
Latin Quarter.
Latin Quarter.
Latin Quarter. So it's all Latino surrounded stuff. And so I'd be selling magazines, and there'd be all this, you know, Mexican music going on, Dieta, and all this other stuff that was so good. But,
you never got robbed carrying around money in magazines?
No. was back in the day. I mean, there were shootings for sure, Vinny.
Well,
I ducked plenty of times during shootings. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. That was going on all around
us. That's nice for a six-year-old.
It was fine. We didn't care. We're like, hey, I want to buy a magazine. Of course, everyone wants to buy from a kid, right?
It's a quarter.
Sure.
It's a quarter. I'll give you a quarter for you,
kid. Here, Dad, here's all my money.
Speaking of shows, Outside Lands.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't make it. Yeah.
No.
That's all right.
You live in,
you got
you
a
live,
family.
I can't
you
believe you drive to work every day. Away. I mean, you live 2 hours away from here. I wouldn't be coming to the city for any concerts either.
We don't blame you, dude.
No.
Sunday morning.
Listen, I live 15 minutes from there and I didn't go.
Sunday morning, I woke up and the missus went for a run. And so I'm with both kids and I just can't do both. It's hard. It's so, I don't know how people pull it. I'm cutting fruit for the baby and she eats it. She double fists and eats it so fast
the Hulk.
That you can't even keep the fruit in front of her. And I'm trying to cut fruit for the other, and I get them all done, and I get them sunscreened, and I get them dressed, and I get the little one in the backpack or the front pack, and we go for a hike because we've got these trails near my house, and we go hiking for an hour, and I let the little one know. The little one's strapped to me.
Yeah,
I let the older one lead the way.
And then you let your wife lay
she
in
goes
bed.
Run no she goes
oh,
running
she went running
this
okay.
is her like
time away
her
from
getaway.
You
right
bleeps.
But yeah. So that's I did that instead of I mean it was fun it was really cool
that sounds so fulfilling
there's a point where I'm the littlest one strapped to me she won't keep her hat on then I realize her binky's gone. I'm like, oh, God.
So that's just somewhere on the trail or does it have a leash?
Well, that's it. So it's gone. It's gone. And the other one
the
goes looking
lion
for it and comes back and
it.
Goes, it's gone. And I'm like, and there's a point where some lady rides up on a bike and goes, does this belong to you? And I'm like, oh, my God, you found it. I squirt it with the water I'm carrying.
Stick it right,
right back
funny.
In.
Yeah, you gotta get one of those little clips, Vinny.
Wow. That's so funny. The lady picked it up.
I'm barely holding it together. So that's me this weekend. But
that sounds fabulous.
What I heard about Outside Lands was, first of all, that it was really good. But Paul Simon's closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Weir came out.
Bob Weir came out and they did a duet of one of his hits, which I'm not a real big Paul Simon guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But then so they finally come out and they do their bow together and everyone thinks it's over and everyone's making their way out. And he picks up the guitar and does the Sound of Silence. I don't know if the lights were still on.
I don't know.
But everyone stopped.
I heard it on KCBS this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I heard it was like one of those moments. Like he doesn't even do, that was his last probably public appearance. Mm-hmm. Ever. He's done doing shows. He even donated the money to the park.
I heard that.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
How's that?
I've come to see with you again. It's cool. It's great.
That's so neat. Yeah. Yeah. So I was there super early. I think Bryn went more than I did, but I was there on Saturday.
Did you go off to this? I did, yes.
Oh, but boy.
I left early. I couldn't stay past 7 any of the days.
You get tired, man.
I mean, I wanted to see some closers and headliners, but...
Hooman was showing me the Childish Gambino stuff. I guess he just killed it.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
I guess there's a bunch of stuff on Hooman's... I guess it's gone now, actually.
Right.
Well, I'm here guessing. Because those things go away so fast. But he was showing me, like... And I was like... He's just filming the big... You know, the big screens on the sides where you can see the artist bigger, larger than life. And then I can see this little dot on the stage, and I go,
and that's him.
Why do you zoom in on the actual guy? Video of the video. Mm-hmm. Seemed like, eh. And then there's Donald Glover on stage saying, "Hey, everyone, put your phones away. Mm. Like, let's have this moment together.
Nice.
Let's have it." And there's Hooman.
No.
Just filming.
No.
I'm not doing it. I'm like, well, you know, were you listening to him?
No, I was looking at my screen.
So what was the highlight?
You know what? It was great just hooking up with all the folks. You know, seeing our old coworkers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was like a
reunion.
At one point, we're so like fun. In VIP. It is a reunion. Like people that you guys all know that have been in radio for years. And I just sat around thinking, look at us old people.
I know.
Like there must be 200 years of radio right at this table right here. And it's just like, wow. I mean, all from other stations all around the Bay Area, and just like, oh, we're still friends. I love that.
You get to see him once a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is your annual meeting.
Right, yeah, exactly.
The meetup.
Outside Lands. Exactly. It's so great.
Yeah.
That was really beautiful. We saw a couple people that I really like. Felly. Remember that
one?
Felly was
so
like an opener that reminded us of Kid Rock.
Lands End. He was the first act. So there was like, you know, four rows of people, which is really
little.
Looks really small.
Yeah.
But the guy has so much energy. Like, he's jumping up and down with, like, I mean, he's a hype
But you guys,
man.
It's like Kid Rock moves. Like,
yeah, total
boom,
Kid Rock.
Boom, boom, like, you know,
kicking
crazy.
Oh, jeez.
You
know,
white
flailing.
Kid rapper.
Yeah,
just
white kid rapper.
Going
that just,
hard
yep.
and for a whole hour. It. Like, nonstop energy.
Were there more than four rows by the time he was done?
There were some people picking
drift
it up.
In.
Yeah,
it started to pick up.
I loved it.
And what's cool about the maybe, like, 100 people that were there watching him, they were headbanging, just like knowing every lyric, just, you know, and I couldn't help, I was captivated from, you know, 2,000 yards away. I was like, wow.
Drinking our vodka at the VIP.
Let me see, who is there someone on stage? They're so tiny.
No,
oh, goodness, cameras.
So great. He went out to the crowd. Him and his partner went out to the crowd.
Ends with the shirt off.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's hope so.
For the last song, the shirt's off.
How was the weather?
Yesterday was the hottest. It was really beautiful.
It was muggy yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Saturday, it was raining on the way in for me.
Oh.
Like, I was riding a motorcycle, and it was just all over my...
Oh, no.
My face is my windshield, so...
Golden Gate Park gets hot. Yeah, it was all good. Saw some comedians that I really liked.
Did you see Jimmy?
Did you see the...
I know, we had to go meet our ride.
Oh.
Jimmy came on late. So we saw the first two comedians.
Jimmy Yang. He's from
Jimmy
Silicon Valley.
From Silicon Valley.
Jin Yang.
What is it? Jin Yang?
Something like that.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah, we had to go. I was waiting. I was standing there waiting. And I saw a couple other ones. And I was like, all right, we got to go. Our ride's calling. We're going to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That thing is, what do you think? Is it 10 times bigger than Bottle Rock? Like, size of the venue and... Just sort of stage separation.
I mean, it's bigger, but it's a lot of walking. I mean, just to get to your car or get to, you know, go to Land's End from Twin Peaks, it's just like, oh.
Gee, it's a big park anyway, and it's most of the park, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about most of the park.
No.
There's still other stuff going on.
12 blocks long.
Oh, yeah. Is that all?
Yeah, I mean, if you went other places.
I pictured it from the windmills to Fell Street or whatever.
Yeah.
It's big. It's big enough that you don't feel... Well, you feel crowded, but there's lots of empty space. Lots of empty space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be out. I wasn't at this one, but you can be out where you're getting food, and there's space between you and the people lined up for that first, the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I like it.
The Alice Booth, let's give a little thanks to Michelle and her team. The Alice Booth was on point with the new little installation they have with the swing. We took some boomerangs there, and the llama was there. Yes,
of course,
Sarah.
The llama.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
And
I'm over
and it.
It
was just lovely. So, and another planet. Our friend Danielle.
Oh, I love Danielle.
Everyone, thank
yesterday.
You so much. Oh, you did
for a second. And she's like, you know,
she's so busy
she's
on those
so
days.
Busy. So I was like, I'll let you go. Hi, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
That was it.
Yeah. So they're great, and it was a wonderful event, and I'm glad we're a sponsor.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
So I saw a picture of you at the beach.
Yeah, we went to the beach on Saturday. Just to, you know,
what is the beach for you?
Stinson. Drove out there. It's just a nice drive, and it was so foggy when we got there.
Oh.
And then so we got there maybe like 4 o'clock, and the plan was just to hang. My brother wants to fish. It's all he cares about. I swear to God, I'm like, there's people. There's swimmers and surfers and people everywhere, and he just finds himself a little slot where he can cast out, and he just walks out into the water up to his chest, and he's I'm like, oh my God, he must be freezing to death. He comes in and he's like trying to tie a new knot on his fishing pole, you know, whatever the lure came off, and he's like, I can't feel my fingers, can you do this? He's just frozen.
Do you like halibut?
He got one fish the whole day. Some little, I don't even know what you'd call it, like a perch or something.
And did he throw it back?
Well, yeah, you know. And the seals everywhere, which is cool.
Oh.
He's like, I'm always afraid to cast toward the seal.
But anyway, so we sat on the beach, and actually it was nice. Like, I thought with the fog it would be so cold, but it wasn't bad. And then all of a sudden, the fog cleared away. just went away. Just, I don't know, almost like just over the beach, like up on the hills, there was still fog, way out to sea, there was still fog. And we're just sitting there in the sun. So we sat there till the sun went down.
Aww.
It was nice. We had a good time.
That's great.
It was great.
I forgot my vape pen for the beach.
Oh, no.
No.
So you
were
jonesing?
Oh, no. I'm kidding. You know, that back when I was a kid, like, you'd always bring weed to the beach, you know, because there's nothing like being baked in the sand. Thank you, Vaughn. Thanks.
Okay,
I'm getting
Vaughn
knows what I'm talking about. But it's funny because we're sitting there and I'm like, I'm in the sun and it's like, I don't know, 5:30 in the evening and it's like really pleasant and just perfect. And I'm like, you know, it'd be great right now. We brought that vape pen.
Till it's not great.
Yeah, right. Why did I do that? I got pretty loaded at the beach. You know, I find a way.
Nice, Sarah.
You got ripped?
My brother packed this, like, he calls them Italian lemonades.
Oh, what's that?
It's lemonade, but with vodka in it. I mean, I don't know why it's Italian. But he made a big pitcher of those. And then you're just so thirsty at the beach, you know?
And his drinks are dangerous.
They are dangerous. And because they don't taste like drinks. They taste like lemonade.
Oh, did you get a headache, though?
I was not well yesterday.
Oh,
really?
I definitely... Well, we came home and we, you know... I'm like, sure, I'll watch a movie. And, you know, 20 minutes in, I'm all...
Yeah.
Oh, let me wake up and have some more drink.
That'll wake me up.
I know. And, you know, they're just, I think there's a lot of sugar in them.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You get a headache or your tummy hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, listen, nothing stops me from eating. But, or almost nothing.
That'll sop it up.
Yeah. But I definitely, I was a real headache-ish. Like, I always have, like, the best of intentions. Like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do some work and I'm going to get things done. And this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And none of it effing happens. I just laid around all day with a headache. And
it's nice that you thought about it.
Yeah, I did think about it. I actually went out to the to the she shed and started sewing and went, I'm not doing this. Like getting kind of like, looking at the like
patterns.
Close work. And So.
I went to but the it was Aloha on Saturday. Festival.
Oh, what's that?
Aloha Festival. It's celebrating a Polynesian heritage.
Near you?
In San Mateo. Yeah, it's just down the street. So I went with Alden for just a couple hours. I was sweating my balls off.
Oh.
Finally, I was like, I got to go. I'm dripping sweat over here.
Your
had
balls
some
off.
Food.
What day?
Yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. But I saw hula dancers and they tell their story and it was
with
so beautiful with their hands
and their hips.
You know, they were Mauna Loa. They're talking about the volcanoes and the queen and all the stuff that's going on in Hawaii right now. It's kind of scary. It was so beautiful.
What's going on in Hawaii right now?
You know, I think people are trying to take over certain areas.
Oh.
And
like native people?
No, not native people. Other people are trying to take over native land.
Oh.
Area.
So they're all pissed off about that.
Well, wouldn't you be?
I would. But, yeah. You know, that's the way. People come in and go, I love this. Let's get these people out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about this. Was this a big talk
over
there?
You know, The Rock, I think you might have mentioned it last week or the week before. The Rock was, I want to say it's the telescope. Oh, Bryn, I don't know if your computer's open over there.
Vaughn's thumbs up
in you. It's the telescope. Yeah, the telescope nation, telescope something.
That's the name of them? They're the telescope people?
It's a whole issue behind it, and I'm sorry that I don't know all the details.
Well, listen, you were there to support.
The whole thing, but it was so fun.
Wow, I haven't heard anything about that.
Did you have roasted pig?
I did.
Oh,
are you
that's
kidding?
The best.
I
oh
have
my
a
God.
Whole bowl of roasted pig.
That is a reason to go to a luau. Cut some of that pig off for me.
And rice. And this morning I have loco moco.
Loco moco.
Or is it moco loco? It's rice, gravy, like a hamburger meat patty with an egg on it.
Oh.
And gravy.
Wait, you're having that right now?
Yeah.
That does not seem like it keeps well.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Oh, great.
Please.
Delicious. Egg and beef.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Overnight.
I put it in the fridge.
All right.
Do you heat it up in the...
Yeah.
Oh.
It's for like 30 seconds. It's fine.
Good, great. That seems like the right amount
right
of time. I mean,
let's go to break so I can take a bite.
All right. KLLC, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm down for eating.
You got food?
I brought some cheese puffs in. You know, the Whole Foods ones? Those are so good.
Those are weak.
You think they're okay because
oh
you got them at Whole Foods?
Yeah. I love them. I like them better than the, you know, whatever the cheese puffs
no,
are.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're such a liar.
No, they're the ones. They are the ones. Right. Barbara's, I think they're called. Barbara's cheese puffs. The end. K KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.